How you doing? Wednesday. How you doing? Doing good? Good to have you here again. Always appreciate your support. I truly do. Let's see where to start today. How about the presidential tracking poll? This has the Democrats, whether they want to admit it or not, the ones that understand politics and internal polling and so forth, concerned about this one. Although they try to downplay him, Rasmussen is not important. 50% of Americans still supporting Donald Trump's performance as president, continuing to do so. He's been at the 50% mark for the most part for the last many days. By the way, at the same time in his presidency, Barack Obama was getting 43% of support from the American people. Now, the point of this is important because most presidents start with a very high approval rating and go down, but this president was unpopular overall going into office for a variety of reasons, and his popularity continues to rise, which is, by the way, unusual. And as they say it at CNN all too often, it's unprecedented. Yes, it's unprecedented for a president to watch his second year numbers continue to improve. But what's happening is pretty simple. You see, the tax plan signed on December 22nd of last year, the Tax Cut and Reform Act, has created a lot of goodwill for the president because people are now seeing, wait a second, I was told this was going to be bad for me and bad for everybody, but the truth is I'm saving money. I have more money in my pocket, and that's going well. And so the president is doing strong. I believe that's the wind in his sails. It's a good tailwind. As Warren Buffett said yesterday, it's a great tailwind for all business in America. Even Warren Buffett, who didn't like the tax bill, has come around. And if Warren Buffett's coming around, that means other folks are coming around as well. Those that were told, well, this is going to be bad for you and bad for your family, and it's going to be Armageddon and disaster. Well, it's not. In fact, you keeping more of your money is a good thing and a good idea and a good deal for you and your family, generally speaking. There might be a few people that should pay a little bit more in taxes, though. For example, one of the president's biggest opponents, critics, and a guy on his way to a $100 billion no-bid deal to build a new cloud for the Department of Defense, Jeff Bezos, he's kind of a tax cheat, really. Amazon last year, $5.6 billion in profits, yet Amazon paid zero in federal taxes. Not a penny. Think about that. Not a penny did Jeff Bezos pay in federal taxes. And with all this behind him, the president decided yesterday would be a good idea to say, you know what? I'm going to run again in 2020. We're going to take that off the table right now. Yes, I'm going to run again. Donald Trump confirming he will run for president again in 2020, and he has appointed Facebook guru Brad Parscale as his campaign manager. By the way, only 979 days to go before the election. 979 days of pure pleasure. Brad Parscale served as Trump's digital director for the 2016 campaign, and he is the campaign manager for 2020, at least to begin with. He previously ran websites for the Trump Organization. He's overseen the online ads, social media, TV purchases. He was among the senior aides to retweet Russian bots, too, in the final weeks of the campaign. He was a guy who, you know, retweeted stuff that other people retweeted, and so what? News also comes as Trump again blasts the Russia probe as a witch hunt, which, unless somebody can show us otherwise, it appears to be true and accurate. How long have we been at this Russia collusion thing? How long? And what, we've indicted some Russians, 13 and three companies, and some guys on money laundering, Manafort and Gates, and none of it has a hill of beans to do with Donald Trump, at least not yet, not what we've seen. We have seen, however, the FBI and its people, some of them, openly at war with the president, openly trying to bring his administration down, openly biased against him and in support of his former opponent, Hillary Clinton. By the way, at CPAC last week when I was at that speech with Donald Trump, He said they're going to focus on winning, and he says hopefully we're going to do that very easily. The advanced planning for 2020 are beginning. The advanced plans are in. How do you think about that? How do you feel about Donald Trump running for president in 2020? I mean, very interesting thing I want to point out to you here. And the reason I ask, I mean, it's not because I don't think he should run or I don't know if he will run. What's he going to have left to do? What is he going to have left to do? Because we'll get to the border wall. Big win for the Trump administration on the border wall yesterday. But I'm going to ask you, what is he going to do? Because the Heritage Foundation says the Trump administration is, with unbelievable speed and determination, has already put through 2/3 of the agenda that they say is important. That's right, 2/3. The Heritage Foundation says 334 agenda items called for by the Heritage Foundation. Of those, 64% are already completed, a pace far faster than the conservative icon Ronald Reagan, who embraced the conservative think tank's legendary mandate for leadership. Thomas Binion, the director of Congressional Executive Branch Relations at Heritage, said that Donald Trump has implemented 64% of the unique policy recommendations from his group. Oh, and look at that. Tom Binion will be on the program today. Good for you and good for us. We can find out about this conservative agenda that's been put in place. His report card, by the way, jibes with one from the West Wing, which showed at the end of the year that the administration had scored 81 major achievements, slashed at least 11 major legacy items of former President Barack Obama. Together, the policy wins are adding to a re-election agenda. Binion saying it's absolutely a winning agenda. Isn't this amazing? Because most conservatives and conservative organizations like the Heritage Foundation had no idea what Trump would be like if he became president. They had no idea what he would be like as the chief executive in the Oval Office. Put it mildly, he was suspect. He had been a New York Democrat for a period of time. He had been a New York liberal Democrat to some extent on some topics for a period of time. And yet, here he is, getting rave reviews from Heritage and other conservative organizations. Now, that doesn't seem to impact the Never Trump crowd, of course. That doesn't seem to impact those folks at all. But I'm gonna give you some examples here of the things that have done that make the Heritage Foundation very pleased with his performance. And I'm going to tell you about what happened with the border wall. It's a big deal. And the judge involved was one that Donald Trump had targeted while he was a candidate for president. These are all things we'll get to these in just a moment, because they're all very important to you as the listener to understand it. Before you go to talk to your friends and family and folks that don't quite understand, we'll clear it up for you. We'll make it clear. We'll talk about the things that the Heritage Foundation says he has done, and we'll talk about that border wall. 14 after on a Wednesday. It's the 28th of February. Tomorrow, big mess on the way. We'll talk about that after the break as well. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.